CPK to delay day-ahead market decision, sources say, written by Robert Mullen. The Bonneville Power Administration will delay its Western day-ahead market choice beyond a scheduled August 2009 announcement date and likely will extend the decision-making process into 2025, multiple sources told RTO Insider. The sources, who are not authorized to speak on behalf of their organizations, shared those details a week after BPA Administrator John Hairston said he was evaluating the timeline for choosing between SPP's Markets Plus or CAISO's Extended Day-Ahead Market, EDAF. There's a lot of factors at play. There's more to come in the next week or two, one source said. Speaking during the agency's August 15 quarterly business review, Hairston said the agency was balancing the need for a deliberate, transparent process with the urgency created by the decisions of our neighbors. Two of those neighbors, the six-state utility Pactify Corp. and Oregon's Portland General Electric, have signed implementation agreements with EDIM, while the Balancing Authority of Northern California, Idaho Power, the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, and NV Energy have signaled their intent to join the CESE-run market. BPA staff in April issued a leaning recommending the agency choose Markets Plus over EDIM, citing the SPP market's independent governance and overall design as primary factors in the opinion. See BPA staff recommends Markets Plus over EDIM. The agency previously cited August 29 as the date it would issue a draft letter to the region on a decision whether to join a day-ahead market and which market it would select, followed by a final letter in November. Two sources said a decision now could be delayed by as much as 6 months. BPA spokesperson Doug Johnson told RTO Insider the agency still is evaluating the timeline and expects to provide more information the week of August 26. During the August 15 call, Hairston acknowledged the progress the Westwide Governance Pathways Initiative has made in improving CAISO's state-run market governance without the need for legislative changes. But he also pointed to the legislative changes still needed to bring greater independence to the CAISO's ADEM and Western Energy Imbalance Market, WEIIM, in which BPA is a participant. See CAISO, WEM Board's Approved Pathways Step 1 Plan. As I've said from the outset, BPA seeks to participate in a market that has a durable, effective, and independent governance structure, provides fair representation to all market participants and stakeholders, Hairston said. I fully appreciate the magnitude of such a decision, and you have my commitment to continuing our deliberate, transparent process with the aim of making a decision that is right for our customers and the region. Hairston and his agency face pressure on multiple fronts over the day-ahead market decision. Environmental and industry groups that favor development of a single west-wide market that expressly includes California, such as the Northwest Energy Coalition, have urged BPA to join EDEM to help maximize the diversity benefit of the West's geographically distributed emissions-free resources through a market with the largest possible footprint. Northwest utility regulators, who have no oversight authority over BPA, also signaled their preference for a single market based on EDAM when they helped launch the Pathways Initiative last summer. In separate letters earlier this year, Washington Gov. Jay Inslee cited the importance of a single west-wide market that includes California to meet state targets for emissions reductions, while Oregon Gov. Tina Kotak warned that fragmentation will drive unnecessary costs, create new reliability risks, and prevent fully utilizing the resources that customers across the region have paid for. The most significant political pressure materialized in a July 25 letter addressed to Hairston from the four U.S. Democratic senators representing Oregon and Washington. In the letter, the senators urged the agency to delay its decision until more developments play out around Markets Plus and EDM, and made clear they think the Northwest would see more benefit from one organized electricity market than two. They also directed BPA to answer 14 detailed questions about its leaning by August 25, a Sunday. CNW senators urged BPA to delay day-ahead market decision, further complicating matters for BPA. A week after the arrival of the senator's letter, FERC issued SPP a deficiency notice covering multiple sections of the Markets Plus tariff that the RTO filed in March, a concern cited by the senators. See, FERC finds SPP Markets Plus tariff efficient in several areas. Lasting consequences, BPA also faces pressure in the other direction from many, although not all, of the publicly owned utilities that constitute its base of preference customers. who have advocated firmly for the agency to join Markets Plus. See Northwest Public Power Group endorses Markets Plus over EDM. On August 21, a sizable cohort from that group sent their own response to the Northwestern U.S. senators, asking them to consider the impact of BPA's day-ahead market decision on the region's consumer and tribal-owned utilities. Among the 47 signatories were Tacoma Power, Clark Public Utilities, and the Snohomish, Chelan, Douglas, and Grant County Public Utility Districts in Washington, and Salem Electric, Umatilla Electric Cooperative, and the Clatskanie, Emerald, and Northern Wasco County People's Utility Districts in Oregon. BPA's decision will have lasting consequences for our ratepayers and your constituents, the utilities wrote. Although we support West-wide collaboration, the fiduciary obligation to our ratepayers drives our evaluation of day-ahead market options. As it should, BPA's decision. The letter reiterated BPA's oft-stated concern about EDM's California-run governance, saying governance drives major policy outcomes and therefore the allocation of economic outcomes among the communities served through the market, echoing a point made in a recent issue alert released by a group of entities that helped fund the Phase 1 tariff development stage of Markets Plus. See governance is key consideration for West, Markets Plus backers say. While the utilities contend it was competition from Markets Plus that motivated the effort to address CAISO's market governance, they also doubt the Pathways Initiative can achieve meaningful change to California law, because previous efforts have always failed. The utilities also argue EDM was designed and approved under CAISO's current flawed governance, and that it would take years to unwind the impact of that on a market design that disfavors Northwestern interests, forcing BPA to delay participation in Markets Plus and forgo a market with superior governance and market design frameworks on account of hopes that the West-wide Governance Pathways Initiative may succeed would be irresponsible and harmful to our ratepayers, they wrote. But the utility's most notable concern is that pressure from the senators could delay BPA's decision to help fund the Phase 2 implementation stage of Markets Plus, which, they contend, would take pressure off the efforts to alter the WEIM/EDM governance structure. BPA's ongoing funding commitment to Markets Plus is essential to the continued development of a day-ahead market that respects the policy, economic, and regulatory interests of our ratepayers, they wrote. The Portland, Oregon-based Public Power Council, PPC, made a similar point in an August 15 letter addressed to Hairston, which encouraged BPA to commit to funding Phase 2 of Markets Plus to ensure the market remains a viable option for BPA and other stakeholders in the West. This commitment should be formalized in a letter to the region, capturing the agency's evaluation of market options to date, the PPC wrote. We acknowledge that this may result in a timing difference between BPA's decision to fund the next phase in Markets Plus and BPA's overall decision on day-ahead market participation. Such a commitment would represent a significant financial investment for BPA. The cost for Phase 2 implementation, scheduled for 2025 through the first quarter of 2027, will run to about $150 million, SPP told RTO Insider. Whatever the actual figure, BPA will be on the hook to cover 17.4% of the funding costs, second only to PowerX's 23.2% share, according to an SPP document. BPA's original share for funding Phase 1 was 15.2%, but all Phase 2 funders will face higher shares now that NV Energy, Western Area Power Administration's Desert Southwest Region, Liberty Utilities, and Arizona Electric Power Cooperative have pulled their support from Markets Plus. During an AUG 13 Markets Plus Participants Executive Committee meeting, SPP staff told stakeholders they have SPP board approval to engage with lenders over Phase 2 funding agreements, which will be extended to participants by the end of the year. CSPP dispels concerns over Markets Plus deficiency letter. SPP expects its administrative cost to operate Markets Plus to range between $65 million and $70 million annually, and NBAP and NBSP